Good morning and welcome to the Sunday school lesson of today, Sunday, 23rd March 2025, which is lesson 30, brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we thank you for the beginning of a brand new day. It's a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we go into today's lesson, Father, please help us to train our children according to your will. We ask, Lord, for wisdom and help in the training of our children so their lives will bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we learned about unity in marriage. Marriage was defined as a covenant relationship between a man and a woman and involves physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, sexual, and material connection, which enhance unity in marriage. Unity in marriage is a command by God given in Genesis 2:24. And where it exists, a union will be successful. We highlighted some factors that enhance unity in marriage, which include making Jesus the foundation and cornerstone of the marriage. Because with Jesus in the home, whatever storm arises will be calmed and peace will reign. This will work for couples who are saved and have a relationship with the Lord. Other factors include relying on the Word of God, which addresses all life's questions to give clarity to different issues encountered in marriage, such as differences in temperament. Furthermore, praying against the arrow of disunity from the enemy is essential, whilst other things like love and submission, which promote harmony in marriage, communication with understanding, trust and respect, romance and sexual intimacy are vital ingredients for a successful marriage where unity reigns. Where there is unity, there will be peace, speedy answers to prayers, better decision making, good health due to happiness, and stability in the home where children can be nurtured, which leads to a lasting marriage. Today, we go on to lesson 30 titled Parenting Like God. The Bible passage is taken from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 12 to 15, and I read, "And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee." The Bible passage read is about God's promise to David through prophet Nathan, after God had settled David down in his palace made of cedar wood, and he felt guilty that the ark of God, which represented God's presence, remained in a tent. God made several promises to David, which included how he would raise his offspring, Solomon, to succeed him to establish his kingdom, saying it is he who will build a house for his name and that he will be his father, and Solomon would be his son. Just as we humans are expected to do, God said he would punish him with the rod of men and flog him when he did wrong, but will love him forever. The passage therefore reveals parenting skills we can learn from God's example. The memory verse for today's lesson is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. "And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." So we go on to the lesson introduction. The Bible instructs us constantly to conform to God's image. An example is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. As we see in the memory verse and the previous verse 17, God wants his children to be separated from unbelievers and be clean so that he can receive and be involved in their lives. Today, we are considering God's parenting style. Lesson outline 1 shows God's involvement and communication style in 3 areas. The first area is God, our Father, loves us, his children, and wants to be connected with us. This we see in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, which says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." God shows this love by forgiving us and being merciful when we err. The Bible says in Hebrews 8 verse 12 that God will be merciful to the unrighteous of the house of Israel and will no longer remember their sins and iniquities. Secondly, he is willing to receive all who come to him for forgiveness of their sins. And thirdly, God is approachable as he invites and promises to make as white as snow sins of sinners which are as scarlet and red as crimson. As parents, therefore, we're enjoined to love and associate freely with our children and be approachable as we also are able to approach God. Our children should never be too afraid to talk to us, even when they get into trouble. And when they do wrong, we must be able to forgive them. Number 2, God our Father communicates clear boundaries for us to follow as his children. For instance, in Exodus chapter 20, from verse 12 to 17, as part of the 10 commandments, he instructs children to honor their parents so that they can be guaranteed long lives. Besides, in relation to others, they must not commit murder, adultery, steal, give false testimony against their neighbors, or covet. We also must ensure we teach and train our children to give honor to not only us, but to elders. This we can do by teaching them early how to talk to others, especially elders, and basic things such as greeting and showing respect. They must be taught early in life that there are clear boundaries they must follow and never be caught stealing, committing murder, and, you know, they must have boundaries with the opposite sex. They must never lie or give false testimony and should be content with what their parents give them and not covet. Once they have this foundation, they will likely follow through in life and grow to be decent and godly children their parents will be proud of. And then number 3, as parents, we must communicate to our children all the things they need to know to live successful lives. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs 22 verse 6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The second outline reveals God's instructive style. In the first instance, God our Father is not manipulative because he gives us freedom over non-moral issues in our lives. For instance, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 16, he gave Adam and Eve freedom to eat from any of the trees of the garden, but communicated a moral boundary in verse 17 that they should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, stating the consequences should they flout the rule. In the same way, in our parenting style, we should have a balance by drawing clear moral boundaries beyond which children must not step, whilst granting them freedom over non-moral issues. Then secondly, our Heavenly Father disciplines us when we disobey and rebel against him. This we see in Proverbs 3:12, which says, "For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." So when we sin, God will not look the other way, as stated in 2 Samuel 7 verse 14. As parents, therefore, we must not look the other way when our children behave badly, but we must be willing to use all forms of correction at our disposal to secure moral boundaries within the family. After all, scripture says in Proverbs 19:18 that we should chasten. It is always better to discipline an erring child when he's still young and will easily take correction than spare him and he grows up wild and uncontrollable when we can no longer discipline him. Let's go on to the class activities. The first one says, how do you feel when you rebuke your children? Parents sometimes feel bad when their children have done wrong and feel sorry for them. However, knowing the rebuke will do them good, they must feel satisfied that they are being good parents when they discipline them or rebuke them. Then the second class activity asks, how often you communicate with your children? Communication should be constant. And as the children grow older, that should be as often as possible, depending on their age. When children leave home, it is difficult to communicate with them all the time. But then, as we get the opportunity to reach out to them, perhaps on weekends, or weekly or monthly or whatever, we should communicate with our children. In conclusion, just like Jesus, being an example to our children is one of the most powerful and authoritative teaching tools we possess as parents. Let us say our closing prayer now. Dear Lord, we commit the hearts of our children to you. Let them always do your will. Father, we pray, O Lord, even that these children that you have given to us will always do your will. Thank you, Lord, even for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you.